should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Good evening, friends. This is your host of the Inner Sanctum, welcoming you through the creaking door. Well, I hope you've spent a nice quiet month building up your nervous system. What happened to Madison Standish at the end of the casebook of Gregory Hood, Was she killed by that nasty old streetcar when the show's sponsor, Harry Bartell, threw her in front of it?
Well, now that is a frightful thought.
Oh, Mary, I didn't see you come in.
Honestly, how can you imagine such an end for Madison, Run down by a cable car. It's just too gruesome to think about.
I don't know about being too gruesome. Seems right up my alley, if that alley has a dead body in it.
Then tell me, why would we be here doing this show if Madison were dead?
Oh, Mary, you let that dead alley cat out of the bag.
So, she's perfectly all right then?
I wouldn't go that far.
Seems to me that rotten Mr. Harry Bartell should be held accountable for his actions.
Oh, he will, Mary, he will. Say, don't you usually start each show talking about Lipton tea?
An advertisement? At a time like this? You think I'd start talking about Lipton's brisk flavor and soothing aroma while Madison's fate is left so uncertain?
Of course. What was I thinking?
Although, folks, having a warm cup of Lipton tea's brisk flavor, that's brisk, B-R-I-S-K, might help soothe you as you listen to this horrifying story.
Horrifying? Why, Mary, did you take a peek at the script?
Well, Inner Sanctum isn't exactly Little Orphan Annie.
True, although maybe this episode won't be so horrifying.
Oh?
How would you like to go on a honeymoon?
Honeymoon? With a nice young couple?
We shall see if they play nice in our story entitled, Till Death Do Us Part. Just look at them, Joe and Nancy Page, married hardly 5 hours and parked at the side of the road by the old mill stream.
Can you tell me exactly
Joe
what
and
is
Nancy
going on?
Page? Why, that's Harry Bartell and Madison.
Shh, don't tell them
like
that.
When you showed up. Why are we in a car together? How did we even get here?
I don't know how these old-timey shows work.
And why are we in the middle of the woods? Weren't we just in San Francisco?
I don't know. I just get zapped from one show to another.
Zapped? How?
I don't know. Not everybody gets an origin story, but I'll let you know when the Madison prequels come out.
The gas gauge is full. Doesn't appear that we got stranded here with car trouble.
We're gonna have car trouble. The headlights are still on. I never truly appreciated that annoying little headlight indicator dinging until I drained the battery on one of these old-timey cars. It's not always the big innovations that improve our way of life.
Maybe there's something inside the car that can explain what's going on.
Dude, I wouldn't be 45 episodes in if I wasted time every show trying to figure out how I got there.
Well, excuse me for not being blasé, but it is my first experience at this.
This is going to be a long episode with you.
You could help me look.
What am I looking for?
Maybe there's a map. Look in the glove compartment.
Does anybody actually keep gloves in a glove compartment? Mine should be called the fast food napkins and expired insurance cards compartment.
Just look.
Fine. Well, no map, but there are some papers in here.
What are they?
This one's a receipt to a rental cabin? Pine Woods Cabins. Ugh, original. I bet the decor is wall-to-wall wood paneling and dead deer heads.
What's the other one?
A marriage license. Joe and Nancy Page? Well, that answers one thing.
What?
We're in a stolen car.
A stolen car?
Sponsor dude, look! Down on the bridge!
Of course you'd get me involved in a life of crime.
Hey! In these shows, I solve crimes. Or at least provide colorful commentary while other people solve crimes.
Wonder if I have enough money for bail. I could just turn myself in and finally be away from her. Where's my wallet?
There are two people down on the bridge. You can see them in our headlights.
Oh, wonderful. I have $3.
It's too dark to go hiking. Hiking is a tripping hazard in the daytime. People are like, look at the beauty of nature all around you. While I'm staring at the trail trying not to break an ankle.
What's this in my wallet?
What's it say?
It's a driver's license.
Well, you might have stolen the car, but at least you weren't driving without a license.
But it's not my license. It says Joe Page.
Let me see. Stupid 1940s driver's license. There's no picture. But the description. Blue eyes, brown hair, 5'10", 180. Oh, hey! Birthday June 3rd. You're a Gemini.
That's me. That's me, exactly.
Dude, those hikers are getting into a fight.
But who is Joe Page?
The guy just pulled something out of his pocket. Oh my God, it's a gun.
Is it a coincidence we look alike?
He's pointing the gun right at her.
On the same birthday?
He shot her.
I'm Harry Bartell. I know I'm Harry Bartell.
No time for an existential crisis here, Harry. We just witnessed a murder.
A murder? What are you talking about?
The dude down there. He fired his gun and the woman is lying in the road.
It can't be. It must be a gag of some kind.
He's picking her up. I bet he's gonna dump the body in the stream.
Maybe I'm still drunk.
Dude, what do we do? Why'd you honk the horn?
I didn't. You pushed my hand down on it.
He sees us. He's coming across the bridge.
Maybe he can help us figure out what's going on.
Dude, he knows we witnessed him murder somebody. He's going to kill us too. Start the car.
But it's a stolen car.
Oh my God, really?
It's no use. He'll be here before I can turn the car around.
Then let me do it.
Madison, get off me.
We gotta get out of here.
We'll duck into the woods. Come on, quick, let's run.
I'm in heels. I can't run.
He's heading straight for our car. He's got a gun. He's gonna kill us. Unless.
Unless what?
How did you survive being hit by that streetcar?
What?
In San Francisco, I threw you in front of a streetcar.
That's right. You tried to kill me.
He's shooting at us. We've got to run for our lives. Here, take my hand.
No way! You tried to kill me!
You're going to have to trust me or take your chances with that guy.
So what? Come with me if you want to live? Temporarily?
Come on!
Sponsor, dude. I can't go much farther.
We can't stop. He's close behind us.
God, I hate being pursued. That's why I never played tag as a kid. That and I was too busy trying to keep my Tamagotchi alive.
I saw headlights up ahead. It could be a road.
Maybe I could just hide in a bush or something?
Madison, look. Through the trees. There is a road. Come on. One last sprint.
I am not a sprinter. They always made us do that in gym class. So I'd fake having my period to get out of it. 8 straight months on my period, no questions asked. I think they were just happy I wasn't pregnant.
Come on! Here's the road.
Is he still after us?
I don't know. Let's stop the first car that comes along.
Oh, the first car? You sure? You don't want to let 4 or 5 go by before we try to save our lives?
Why are you always so sarcastic?
Because I'm good at it.
Here comes a car. I'll stop it.
It isn't stopping.
Hey! Stop! Stop!
And it's gone.
Maybe I'll push you in front of the next one. That'll stop it.
Not funny.
Look at that sign. It says Pine Woods Cabins, 2 miles.
So?
So, that's where the receipt was from we found in the glove compartment.
Do you propose we walk 2 miles after just sprinting through the woods like a couple of deer on the first day of hunting season?
Unless you want to end up as venison, let's get walking.
Do you think we lost him?
Maybe he gave up and went back to take care of the body.
What if he goes through our car?
It wasn't our car. He'll find the marriage license for Joe and Nancy Page.
But your driver's license says you are Joe Page. I guess that makes me Nancy? And we're married? Eh.
Maybe we were killed by that streetcar and this is hell.
My personal hell would involve this much walking.
I'm sure Pine Woods Cabins has a telephone. We can notify the police.
He knows we saw his face. He's not gonna want to leave witnesses.
Then maybe you need to walk a little faster.
Can't we try and get a ride? I'm willing to revisit that part about you pushing me in front of a car. Oh, went up the right driveway.
Yes, I followed the signs for Pine Woods Cabins.
With my luck, we're going to end up at Camp Crystal Lake.
See that? A group of cabins.
They're all dark.
Everybody's probably asleep.
Yeah, what time is it? I have zero clue what time we zapped into.
What time does your watch say?
I don't wear a watch. I use a cell phone, like civilized people.
Then what's that on your wrist?
A watch! Dude, I'm wearing a watch! I never wear a watch!
You might not, but Nancy Page might.
Oh, God! You think I'm wearing her underwear, too? Because this bra is digging in a bit.
Look, in front of that cabin.
That's the car we were in, isn't it? Somebody drove our car all the way back here, and we had to walk?
The only person out there that could have driven it was the murderer.
Well, if we were both going the same direction, he could have given us a ride.
He must have come here by another road to wait for us.
Oh, wait for us, like, to kill us?
I highly doubt he was just being a good Samaritan.
Maybe he's in the car. Go and look!
Why do I have to go and look?
Because you tried to kill me in San Francisco, and he's trying to kill me in wherever the heck we are. I don't trust either one of you.
You know, my trying to kill you wasn't without provocation.
Or without a ton of hard liquor.
You got me fired from my job! Ever since you started house-sitting for Dr. Watson, you've given me grief!
We're really having that discussion now? With a murderer probably hiding in that car?
I don't know. Maybe he's only after you. How many other shows have you visited and made the sponsors miserable?
Like I have time to sit here and list all the people who want me dead.
Quiet! The light just went on in the cabin behind us. You're waking everyone up.
Fine. Then let's continue this in our cabin.
Our cabin? That's not our cabin. We don't have a cabin.
Okay, then Joe and Nancy's cabin.
How do you propose we get inside?
With the key. Duh.
Where'd you get that key?
In my pocket. I don't know. How'd I get this watch?
Don't go in there. What if the murderer is in the cabin?
What? Suddenly you care if I get killed?
I care if I get killed.
Hello? Is there a murderer in here?
Where's the light switch?
Oh, well, no murderer in here.
Nope. Just a dead body on the bed.
And dead deer heads on the walls. Is the concept of getting back to nature to remind us that we can destroy it whenever we want?
Well, well, imagine coming back to your rental cabin and finding a corpse on your bed. It is terribly impolite to check out before checking out.
I feel sorry for poor Madison and that Mr. Bartell.
You even feel sorry for Harry Bartell? After he pushed Madison in front of the streetcar?
Well, he was drunk at the time. And sometimes when you're intoxicated, well, you do things out of character.
You sound like you speak from experience, Mary.
When a housewife is stuck at home alone all day with nothing but chores to do, she enjoys a tall, cool glass of Lipton's Long Island iced tea.
She does she, Mary?
Oh, indeed. Why, Lipton's brisk flavor with the little vodka, gin, rum, and tequila makes the doldrums of housewife servitude just fly by.
Mary, have you had one of those Lipton Long Island iced teas this afternoon?
Of course. Why else do you think it's called high tea?
Well, while Mary enjoys her Lipton's little helper,
Lipton's needs all the help it can get. The fact that Americans think Lipton's is the pinnacle of tea explains why they eat everything deep fried.
Well, before we lose our sponsorship from Lipton's, let's get back to that cabin and see how Joe and Nancy...
Harry and Madison!
Yes, how they are getting along with their uninvited visitor.
You know, Mr. Host, you're kind of cute.
Thank you, Mary. Now, I wonder what Madison and Harry are going to do with the... Mary, please don't touch my microphone.
Brisk flavor. Brisk.
We have to think this over. We're in a jam here.
He shot her in the face. I don't think I'll ever eat pizza again.
Then don't look at it.
Why'd he leave her here? Is he trying to frame us?
Of course he is. The cops will never believe our story. Now they'll think we killed her.
What about the blood trail? I mean, ugh, the head bleeds like a chocolate wedding fountain.
The trail will lead to our stolen car.
Wait a minute, though. The car isn't stolen. It belongs to Joe and Nancy Page, who are us.
Oh, well, then no felony car theft charges, just a little first-degree murder.
Okay, hang on. I've been listening to true crime podcasts for years, preparing me for just this situation.
What are you talking about?
In my day, white women loved to listen to stories about true crime. Serial killers, rapists, that kind of thing.
For entertainment?
Yeah.
Well, that clears up some things about you.
Shut it. We do it because we identify with the victims, right? Because they're usually white women.
And the body on the bed upholds your theory.
Exactly. But we also listen to true crime stories to find out where the killers went wrong.
Went wrong?
Slipped up. Got caught. OMG. Every woman who listens to true crime has her own surefire method for disposing of a body.
You have a surefire method?
Couple of them, actually. But I'm not sure where we could get a pig.
Pig?
They can eat and digest an entire human body, bones and all. 5 pigs can get it done in like 10 minutes.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to be sick. It's the cops!
Cover the body!
What good is that gonna do?
If we don't give our consent to search and they don't have a warrant, they have to abide by the laws of the strip club.
Laws of the strip club?
Looky, no touchy. Throw a blanket over the body!
All right.
Who is it? What are you doing? You act like you've never had to hide evidence from the cops before.
I can't find a blanket in the dresser.
Use the one on the bed.
Oh, right. Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Page, it's Mrs. Swenson.
It's Mrs. Swenson. Who's Mrs. Swenson?
How should I know?
I heard you. I know you're awake.
Is the body covered?
The blanket's too short.
Just a minute, Mrs. Swenson.
Her feet are sticking out.
There's a suitcase. There's probably some clothes in there. Just throw them on top of her.
Right.
I don't mean to disturb you.
That's the best I can do.
You suck at this. Did your parents never come home early so you had to hide your half-naked boyfriend?
I'll sit on the bed in front of her feet.
If we get caught, it's on you. Hello, Mrs. Swanson.
No, it's Swenson.
It's not polite to correct people.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Page. I hope I'm not intruding. I heard voices out front and saw your light, so I knew you weren't asleep yet.
We were just going to sleep, weren't we, Madison?
Yeah.
Madison? I thought your name was Nancy.
It's not polite to correct people.
Oh, dear. My apologies.
Is there something you wanted, Mrs. Switzer?
Yes. I brought you a jug of my own homemade apple cider. I'll put it right here, and some glasses, too.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Swenson. That's awfully nice of you.
Not at all. I wanted to do it earlier, but my heart was bothering me. I have a bad heart, you know.
I'm awfully sorry to hear that, Mrs. Swenson. Well, thank you. Thank you for everything. Good night.
Oh, it is so nice to have a honeymoon couple staying here.
So you know we're a honeymoon couple?
Well, of course. You told me when you registered this afternoon.
You get a lot of honeymoon couples up here?
Oh, yes, actually. Newlyweds seem to enjoy the peace and quiet.
And you think it's a good thing to barge in on a newly married couple on a honeymoon in the middle of the night?
Well, your light was on.
What do newly married couples on a honeymoon usually do in the middle of the night? Go on. Wild guess.
Aren't you going to try my cider? I thought you'd like to drink it cold.
What do you think I want to be doing right now with my husband, Harry?
Joe!
It's not polite to correct people!
I thought...
Harry, Joe, and I want to have sex, Mrs. Swinton.
We really don't.
Shut it. We want to take our honeymoon bed for a ride.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. We want the mattress springs to sing.
Madison, Nancy, don't stand on the bed.
We're gonna rock it in the free world!
Madison, stop!
Oh, crap.
What's that?
We can explain everything, Mrs. Swenson.
Shot! She's been shot in the face! Murdered!
I've been told I take things too far. This might be an example of one of those times.
Murdered! You're no honeymooners! You're murderers!
Stop! Please shut up, please! Madison, you're smothering her.
I'm trying to shut her up.
But you're hurting her.
It's okay. One of my sorority sisters would totally lose it when she had too many shots. So to make sure the house mother didn't hear us breaking curfew, I used this wrestling hold I learned from this frat guy. It always works. There There we go. Out like a light. Now she'll sleep through to breakfast.
I don't know. She just went limp and slid down on the floor. Mrs. Swenson? Mrs. Swenson, are you all right?
She's out cold.
She's out dead.
Dead?
You smothered her to death.
Huh. Well, that's never happened before.
You're a murderer.
Yeah, well, you attempted murder on me.
But you're alive. But what does it matter? I'll go to the electric chair right alongside you.
You will? That is the sweetest... No guy has ever said that to me.
You're a very sick person.
I've heard that a lot.
Oh, we're doomed.
Slow down. Don't make reservations with old Sparky just yet.
What are you talking about?
We're getting out of here.
Maybe we should phone the police. I mean, you didn't intend to kill Mrs. Swenson, did you?
No.
So it was an accident. Oh, but how will we ever prove we didn't kill the other one, too? We'll never be able to find that guy from the bridge, and the cops will pin the rap on us.
Exactly why you need to get your ass up and get packing.
Packing?
Yeah, Joe Page. We gotta clear all these personal things out of here so it doesn't lead back to us. Oh, gross. Faceless over here bled all over the clothes.
I'll, make sure there's nothing in the drawers.
Stop touching everything! Jeez, you're like a 2-year-old with frosting on his fingers.
What?
Fingerprints? Make sure you wipe down everything you touch. You guys in the past have it so easy. Try doing all this and getting rid of DNA evidence.
I'll get a towel from the bathroom.
Okay, I think everything's packed. Nothing under the bed, nothing on the nightstand. All right, just 2 dead bodies.
I got all the effects from the bathroom and wiped down the surfaces.
Great.
I found a beard trimmer. I think Joe is supposed to have a beard.
You know, you'd look good with a beard.
Oh, thank you.
Now let's get out of here.
Where are we gonna go?
Away. As far away as a gas-guzzling 1940 sedan could take us.
You know, I didn't really mean to kill you. I was drunk and...
Oh, forget it. No worries. You should see the lives I've ruined when I was drunk.
Still, I don't hate you.
I never thought you hated me. Of course, I got death threats for a year that all started, "I hate you, Madison." And I just took that to mean the guy had a crush on me.
You are sick.
Or I choose to see the good in stalkers.
How long have we been driving? What time is it?
How should I? Oh, right, the watch. Let me look. Big hand is on the 1.
You can't read a watch?
Not an analog one. Just as generations before me embraced the innovation of the fork, I embrace digital.
You always say strange things like that, like digital.
Because I'm from the future. But nobody in these old-timey shows seem to care. They just blow me off.
Everyone disregards you?
Yeah, but I get the same attitudes from people back home, too. Being treated like a dumb blonde apparently transcends decades.
Have I ever?
Sure. I mean, when we first met, I was a little hopped up on caffeine. Do you remember? But you didn't want to talk to me anyway. You wanted to talk to Dr. Watson, not some dumb blonde girl. I get it.
I'm sorry about that.
No biggie. I'm used to it.
If you're really from the future, how did you get here?
Unclear. I go with I was zapped by freaky deaky science stuff.
And that's how we ended up here? In this show?
Well, that is a little weird. I've never zapped with someone else before. Usually it's the end of an episode and zap! A month later I show up in a different show. A couple of times it saved my life.
How do you mean?
Well, like this one time, Martians were blowing up New York City, and then zap! It's Christmas and I'm in a department store with Candy Matson.
So you zapped away before you were killed?
Yeah.
And so when I pushed you in front of that streetcar...
Zap!
Zap.
Hey, if you're cool with it, I'm gonna try and get some sleep. Almost being murdered, then witnessing a murder, then actually murdering someone. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired too. I don't think I can drive anymore.
There's an empty driveway you could pull into.
Oh yeah, it looks like a gas station closed for the night.
Closed? How do you people function without 24-hour gas stations? Or taco stands? The past seriously does not support an active alcoholic lifestyle.
24 hours? In the future, places will be open 24 hours?
And there will be electric cars. Still no flying cars, though. Drones. Mostly used for dropping bombs or filming lame aerial videos.
Oh, I wish I could sleep. I wish I could sleep 100 years until the time you're from.
Not 100. 70-ish? About the time these scripts became public domain.
Ah.
Here, Put your head on my shoulder.
Really?
Sure. Come on, bring it in.
Thank you.
Good night, sponsor dude.
Good night, Madison. It's daylight. What are you looking for in the glove compartment?
Napkins. I just sneezed and I got a booger situation here.
Use my handkerchief.
You want my snot in your handkerchief?
You need it, don't you?
Oh, thanks.
Must be around 6 a.m. Of course, we don't even know what day it is.
It'd be on that marriage certificate, wouldn't it? I mean, if Mrs. Sweeney...
Swenson.
The dead old lady was right. Joe and Nancy told her they were married yesterday.
Yes, that's a good point.
The marriage license isn't in here, though. I remember putting it back.
The murderer. He took it.
Why would he take a marriage license?
He'd have our names. Well, Joe and Nancy's names.
And the receipt from the cabin. That's how he knew where they were staying.
He knows everything about us. Them. It doesn't matter how far we've run away. He knows who we are. We'll always be at his mercy.
Well, that sucks.
What's happened before when you've zapped and become someone else?
That only happened one other time. I was the Green Hornet.
Okay, then. How did you get your identity back?
The actual Green Hornet showed up, so I was like, peace out.
Well, that doesn't help us, does it? We're back where we were last night, in the same jam. Nothing's changed. Murderer chasing us and 2 corpses still in the cabin. What will we do?
Breakfast?
You're actually hungry?
I could eat.
My stomach's in knots.
You worry too much, Sponsor Dude.
Could you please call me Harry?
Sorry. I tend to make up nicknames for people I like. Of course, you should hear the nicknames I call my cat. I don't think he's heard his real name since the day I brought him home.
People you like?
Yeah.
Huh. Say, I am getting a little hungry. Let's see if we can find a diner.
You know, diners in the future are 24 hours, too.
Really?
Diner?
I feel like I haven't eaten in months.
I know, right? Time travel will do that to you.
Oh, we've time traveled as well?
Sure. Let's see. The Casebook of Gregory Hood episode came out in 1946, and this Inner Sanctum was 1945. Hey, you went back in time. We gotta get you back to the future.
Okay.
I guess you aren't ready for that, but your kids are gonna love it.
I wonder if there's an alarm out for us yet.
A bolo? Be on the lookout? I haven't been on a bolo since the Diamond Smuggling Ring.
Diamond Smuggling Ring? Was that another radio program you zapped into?
No, just high school.
No other customers inside, so that's good.
Good morning. You've been traveling all night?
Yeah, all night. Some scrambled eggs, please.
Right, it'll take a few minutes.
I'll have a small cup of coffee, a small hot chocolate, and 1 big empty mug.
Well, now, that's a unusual order.
Hey, I could have blown your mind ordering gluten-free avocado toast and vegan bacon, but I kept it simple.
While I get your orders, I'll turn the radio up for you.
What was that you ordered?
It's the closest I could come to getting a mocha latte in the 1940s. I mix the coffee and the hot chocolate together.
Mocha latte?
Oh, you just wait till the coffee revolution. You will never know a day uncaffeinated.
And moving to local news, during the night, death came to Miss Hannah Swenson, whose tourist cabins are located on the Bay Park Highway, right off
Route 27.
Sponsor Dude! Yeah, I hear it.
Mrs. Swenson's body was discovered by Oscar Peters, the handyman, who was awakened by the sound of a car driving away from one of the cabins. Investigating, he found Mrs. Swenson lying on the floor of Cabin 3. Dr. Macklin, who was summoned immediately, announced that Mrs. Swenson had died of a heart attack.
Heart attack?
See? Told you I didn't kill her.
Well, you're putting her in a headlock might have stressed her heart, causing it to give out and...
I heard natural causes, which means no homicide investigation. Booyah!
They didn't say anything about the other body.
The state police are anxious to contact a couple driving the car Peters had spotted. It is a blue 4-door sedan, license number 8N1637. Their names are not known as yet, but if they should hear this broadcast, they're requested to call the state police barracks as soon as possible.
Let's get out of here,
now,
Madison.
A brief word.
I haven't gotten my coffee! coffee yet. And trust me, you want me to have my coffee. Really, it's a safety precaution for you.
We need to keep moving.
All they want us for is questioning. First time around, you just lay on a bunch of denials. That buys you time while the cops try to sift through your BS.
It's a trap, Madison. Don't you get it? They're keeping mum about the girl's body. We have to go.
Say, what about your eggs?
We can't wait. We're in a hurry.
Can I get my coffee to go?
Madison!
Sorry, this is his first murder. God, would you slow down? It's not a trap, Admiral Akbar.
How do you know?
I was trapped by the police once. I had a suspended driver's license and got this notice in the mail that if I went down to this office, I could redeem a certificate for a free boat. So I show up and they're like, did you drive to get here? And I'm like, I took an Uber. And they're like, but we saw you get out of the driver's side of that car. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an Uber driver.
Just get in the car.
Maybe the murderer came back and got rid of the body.
I don't like it. I want to get away from here. Far away.
Too late.
It's a state trooper. What do we do?
I don't know. In this tank of a car, we couldn't outrun a meter maid.
He's coming right over here.
Well, duh. The cops got our license plate number.
What do we say to him?
Aw, sponsor dude, you're so gonna give us up the second you roll down that window, aren't you?
Unless we zap?
Doubtful. Story isn't resolved yet.
What if I drove the car into a tree and killed us?
Give me the keys.
But...
keys!
Here.
Whoa! Lose your keys there, miss?
Friends don't let friends drive stupid.
Can I have your names, please?
Well,
having trouble remembering your name?
It's complicated. Right now, chances are we're not wearing our own underwear.
Step out of the vehicle, please. Both of you. Slowly.
Hey! It's been a while since I did this sober.
License, please.
Here you are, officer.
Want me to walk in a straight line? Touch my fingers to my nose?
Just stand still.
I can't do the backwards alphabet, though. I get the alphabet song, A, B, C, D, you know, stuck in my head, and then I just can't go in reverse.
License says Joe Page.
Yes, that's what it says.
And you, lady?
No license, but this is Nancy Page's watch.
Uh-huh. How'd you come to be in possession of this vehicle?
It is stolen!
I knew you'd blow it!
Please, officer, I didn't kill anyone. She did.
Natural causes!
Now, both of you calm down. You're not being accused of anything.
We're not?
No. In fact, that was some pretty quick thinking on your part.
Killing the old woman?
Old woman? Oh, you mean Mrs. Swenson. Doc says she died from a weak heart. Can't blame her, walking in to find that body in the cabin.
You know about the body?
I know it's the body of Mrs. Joseph Page.
Mrs. Joseph, that was Nancy Page?
Yep, shot to death by her new husband, Joe.
So you killed her!
I'm not Joe Page!
No, but you're a dead ringer, pardon the expression. Yeah, the two of you could pass for that couple easy.
You think I look like Nancy? I only saw her without a face.
You said it was quick thinking on our part?
Yeah, jumping into the Page's car and getting out of there? Page saw you and was waiting for you.
The killer was there the whole time?
Mrs. Swenson probably saved your lives knocking on the door like that. Poor old woman.
Yeah, poor old woman.
How did you know the killer was there?
Well, you see, one of our men happened to be cruising down by the old mill stream last night. Saw a fella on the bridge carrying a girl's body to his car and followed him back to the Pine Woods cabins.
That must have been after we ran off.
Our man watched him carry the body of Mrs. Page into the cabin and was just about to make his move on Page when you two showed up. Page hid in the bushes watching you, and our man hid in the bushes watching Page.
How did we not know those guys were there? After that Peeping Tom incident at SeaWorld, I thought I had better instincts than that.
SeaWorld?
The glass in those tanks is not one way.
Well, according to our officer, seems you two were arguing as you walked up to the cabin.
So it was your fault!
Oh, hey!
Sorry you two young folks got wrapped up in all this. We've been looking for you to come in and make a statement. Just go down to the state police barracks, and then you can be on your way.
On our way? We're free to go?
Well, not in this car, of course. We have to impound it. Say, where is your car? How did you come to be at the Pine Woods cabins in the first place?
Well,
Freaky-deaky science stuff.
Yeah, what he said.
Ah, well, when I radio for this car to get picked up, I'll make sure to send out a taxi, too.
Thank you, officer. Thank you so much.
Have a good day now.
So we're not Joe and Nancy Page.
apparently never were.
And the murderer was caught.
Yup.
Does that mean the story is over?
Seems like a pretty solid resolution.
Then do we zap?
Haven't yet. Why don't we go get some breakfast?
You know, Madison, I think that's a great idea.
Come on, sponsor dude. You're buying.
Not a problem. I still have Joe's wallet.
How much you think I could get for Nancy's watch?
Say, what's going on here? Two lousy murders and a happy ending. I was hoping Harry and Madison would end up in a cell with a warden asking them what they wanted for their last meal. And what do I get instead? Breakfast. Bah.
I thought you might like a happy ending.
Mary, you mean you tampered with tonight's story?
I'm not talking about the story.
Oh, Mary, this is not behavior becoming of a Lipton Tea spokeswoman.
Oh, sure it is. In fact, come back to my place, and together we could do some, teabagging.
I believe this might be the most frightening ending to Inner Sanctum yet.
Sanctum, also known as Inner Sanctum Mystery, ran from January 1941 to October of 1952. It was based on the Simon & Schuster publication, which premiered in 1930. The series mixed horror and humor, both in the content and with its host and cheerful Lipton Tea spokeswoman. The show opened and closed each episode with the sound of a creaking door. But, fun fact, the first time the show aired, the sound man couldn't get the prop door to squeak. Thinking quickly, he sat and turned in a squeaky chair, and that chair was used from then on out. Until one episode when a staffer had innocently oiled the chair, forcing the sound man to make the squeaking noise that night with his mouth. The series featured great names in horror, such as Peter Lorre, Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff, and many more. It would go on to films and TV, as well as being the inspiration for the 1970s old-timey radio reboot, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Hey, everybody! It's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. I am totes grateful for everyone who continues to support our little comedy. Can I ask a favor? Help us get the word out to grow our audience. I am your grassroots Barbie. Female lead, female written, produced, directed, edited. Come on! Drop us a review. Give us 5 stars. Share our posts on social media. Let the world know women are funny. Okay, love you all. Take it away, announcer dude.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. David Pinion appeared as Harry Bartell. Other actors in the cast were James C. Taylor as the host, Bonnie Brantley as Mary, the Lipton Tea spokeswoman, Sharon Gruenwald as Mrs. Swenson, Tom O'Connor as the trooper, Chelsea Greer as the waitress, and Jonathan Winstead as the radio announcer.